Looks like you're requesting some kilobyte usage that was done while in Canada. $0.002.
Do you recognize that there's actually...
0.002 cents.
Yes. Do you recognize there's a difference between those two numbers?
No. $0.002 and $0.002 cents.
Yes. Is there a difference between...
They're both the same if you look at them on paper-wise.
No, they're not, actually.
So if you take $0.002...
Cents, remember. It's cents.
Times 35,896 is $71.79.
No, that would be 71 cents. How much should I be charged?
By the way this is calculated, $71.79. You're paying 0.2 of a penny per kilobyte.
Hold on. 0.2 of a penny would be 0.2 cents. You quoted me 0.002 cents. So which is the real rate?
0.002, sir.
0.002 what?
Cents per kilobyte.
So you just said it was 0.2 pennies. And then you also said it's 0.002 cents. Those are two completely different numbers. They're 100-fold different.
Okay, George, hold on 1 second for
sure.
Me, okay?
This is Andrea. I'm a manager on the floor. How can I help you today?
Hi. Do you recognize that there's a difference between $1 and 1 cent?
Definitely.
Do you recognize that there's a difference between half a dollar and half a cent?
Definitely.
Then do you therefore recognize that there's a difference between $0.002 and $0.002 cents?
No.
I'm teaching math here.
I'm trying to get what you're saying here, but it's just not...
And we're talking about cents, right?
Right, 0.002. And if we multiply that by the amount of kilobyte usage that you have...
35,893.
35,893, that comes out to what you paid, 71.79.
Cents. You never did the conversion from cents to dollars.
I don't know. I'm not a mathematician.
0.002 cents. Times my 35,893 is a number, but it's still in cents.
We're not quoting $0.002. We're quoting $0.002.
Oh, God. Honestly.
Well, I mean, it's obviously a difference of opinion.
It's not opinion. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to post this recording on my blog.
And that's what you want to do. That's fine.
That's what I'm going to do. And then you guys all at Verizon can learn math.